what you call them, Edward?
Rural road, I'm American.
Well, that's a rural road, but you can have a rural road now, but that's all I kind of had.
Well, would you call that a dirt road?
Dirt road. And that's what I say, it's a dirt, and if just a narrow, you know, a buggy, if you're going to meet somebody and some other conveyance, well, you had to stop, or if you'd find a little place you could get out a little bit and eke out a little bit,
mm-hmm.
that's the pass. It was just a narrow road.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I remember that.
Well, what about roads that people use these days? What do you call them?
I don't ring here to find enough names for them, would you?
Well, some people have different names for different kinds of them. Do you have a particular name for a paved road that has a black surface?
Well, don't what they call that?
Blacktop.
I really call. I've heard them speak of the blacktop. You know, since you've got those things, Lydia, you know, I've been blind, and I don't know about the blacktop road.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
It's been about 15 years now. I don't
mm-hmm.
see.
Well, do you have a particular kind of name for a road that doesn't have a black surface on it? I mean, sort of a light surface road?
I have concrete roads and whatever.
Is that a light color?
Well, that's lighter in color, but if you look, it'd be a heavier traffic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Concrete.
What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country? Do you have a special name for it, or would you just call it a ditch?
It's a ditch, or but they, I know they pay, cut them out, you know, make them so smooth and nice out by the side of the road.
They push that for a drain and let cars on.
Mm-hmm.
And I say,
what do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats and doesn't do any work?
And what you got, you know.
I don't know if I want our dad to give you the one thing.
There were two nice dogs out there when I came out. They're real friendly. Pretty dogs, too.
I would. We have one. Edward has one. He's a beauty.
He's a young
one. Oh, yeah, that's the one I first saw out there.
Yes, that's a
beautiful.
Beauty.
And so friendly, too.
Oh, he is, and just loves it. He wants to shake hands with you.
It's a nice dog. Well, would you call a dog that didn't do anything, just a worthless dog or a no-good dog or a no-good dog?
I think a worthless is about as a bad name as you can give.
Okay. What name do you have for the gentle sound the horses make at feeding time? You know when they
got
the meh, what do you call that?
Worker.
A horse,
weakers. Okay. What do you call a chicken bone that children like to have when they break it apart?
They say pulley bone, isn't that?
That's right. What do you call?
Well, you know, my children, you know, I always cut mine in together. I never cut them off separately, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I've had some of the boys when they get married. And when they married, their wives had been, their mothers had, they'd been used to cutting the pulley bone off.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, Mama, why? I said, well, honey, mine always wanted a large piece, and they were used to making 3 or 4 pieces out of one.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, that's when Mother didn't cut the pulley bone out. They didn't understand why Mama didn't cut the pulley bone out. And I was trying to make them a large piece.
Uh-huh. It is fun to play with, though.
Yes.
I always wanted that piece.
Oh, well, that's what I say. I did sometimes just to have, so they would. If they had come in, they'd want some to put it in and name it or something. How did they do that now? I mean, they'd break them and which one got the shortest bone, you know, or something in the long.
Yeah, I've forgotten how it worked. We used to do it.
Well, that's with me. I used to get fixes occasionally for them.
Uh-huh.